The Justin Robert Young Show, brought to you, as always, by PayJuryDaily.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Jury Daily Program. This is coming to you live and direct from Oakland, California. Greetings. Greetings. Welcome. Thank you. I hope you all had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. I spent my weekend catching Mons. I'm back on my bullshit with the Pokemon Go. I was off it for a very, very long time, but they have made many significant changes to the app, up to and including the ability to have friends and trade. I mentioned this before. This weekend was a community event. If you're not aware of the Pokemon Go, they had a community event, and you caught the Pokemon known as Eevees. I'm not going to go balls deep into this, but just so you know, they're a fun, beloved Pokemonster, and I caught a whole shitload of them. For those of you who are inside the cult, I caught 9 shinies, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that, except for the fact that it does feel really good to kind of get out, play a little games, play a fun little thing. All right, here's another game I've liked to play. First blog I ever wrote. It's a blog called MediaBitchFest.com. MediaBitchFest.com. I was right out of journalism school. I was working a job that was, let's just say, not exactly scratching every creative itch. In fact, my job, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on this version of the show, but my job was a professional line waiter, meaning I got paid to go to the Department of Buildings offices all over the city, or New York City, so, you know, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, the other one. Bronx, that's it. And so I would just wait in line because we were an expediting firm for the Department of Buildings, which is that's a big fancy word with a lot of money attached to it. Less fancy is my job, which effectively allowed me to do a lot of sitting around, both at my desk when I was in the office and literal sitting while I just went to go take a number and sat down. In fact, that was where I began my love of podcasting. So I found out the podcasting was a thing, so I would load up on podcasts in the morning because all I would have to do is sit down. So, in the time that I was sitting doing jack shit at my desk, I would write this blog, MediaBitchFest.com. It's largely me just complaining. I mean, this is, to understand, put this in a moment in time, this is back when blogs were kind of just having a moment. The first kind of like moment, mainstream moment. Blog networks were becoming a thing. Gawker was at that time still just a New York City specific venture, but it was just as they had rolled out like Deadspin and Wonkette. Like I'm going back, right? So I was writing my blog, MediaBitchFest.com. The one thing that I would do every day, which I would like to bring back here. I don't think we're going to do it every day. But if you guys would like to send me these, I'm going to give you guys a little journalism terminology lesson, if you're not aware. The beginning of every written story is a lead and a nut graph. The lead is one sentence that's supposed to get you in to read everything. And the nut graph is basically the roadmap, if it's well written, is the roadmap of the entire story. So the lead to this podcast would be aging hipster does this aging hipster's found something to do every day. And then the nut graph would be Justin Robert Young, podcast professional, decided that he was going to break up his once a week show into 5 weeks or 5 days a week. And he has seen tremendous success from it. That's the idea. Lead, nut graph. These are oftentimes awkward, sometimes weird, and sometimes they are literally just awful. They are bad. And they are often bad, and this is where I think journalism kind of gets a sociopathic reputation. And to a certain extent, when you are a writer and a reporter and all you do is see tragedy, like let's say you're a crime reporter, right? And all you do is see burglary, robbery, murder, rape, assault, yada, yada, yada. You're just thumbing through arrest reports all day, and that's all you're seeing. Yes, 100% you're going to become a little bit desensitized to things. It's when you let it out, and you're maybe a little bit too flippant, that sometimes, I'm not saying all the times, I'm saying sometimes, you wind up writing an awful lead. And I mean really, really, really bad. Which is where I want to bring you to this. This has been a big lead up so I can give you guys the Jury Daily awful lead of the day. Saw this while I was at the gym this morning. This one comes to us from CBS 2 in Los Angeles. So this is news copy. Let me see. Who wrote this? Yeah, no, this was written by CBS LA. So here we go. Headline. The headline here is, let's see if we can bring this up. The headline is burglar finds, oh shit. No. It's going to ruin it. All right, here. I'm just going to read you. I'm going to, because it's not only an awful lead, it's also an awful headline. Like, so double fuck CBS Los Angeles. I'm going to tell you what the headline should be. Singer John Mayer's home burglarized, $200,000 worth of property suspected stolen. You know, that's a big heist. That's a gigantic, that's a big, look, John Mayer, goddamn near $250,000 worth of shit. That gets me to read the article. Let me ask live Twitch chat. Let me ask YouTube. Does that headline get you to read the article? Because it would for me. John Mayer had goddamn near $250,000 worth of shit stolen from him. In fact, I'd be fine if that were the headline. Even put it in my G-dropping patois and say, John Mayer has goddamn near $250,000 worth of shit stolen from him. All right, so J.C. Calhoun might be the only reason, might be the reason why you have to gussy this up in a way. So J.C. Calhoun is going to be he's going to be our guinea pig on here. Whether or not there is another headline that could have been written better, maybe the one that they actually wound up settling on. Now, there's a million reasons why you would want to read this article, as people are pointing out. You don't have to like John Mayer to read this article. No, this is him at his lowest. So if you feel that for all of his balladeering, he's a douche who deserves bad things to happen to him, then your ship has come in. I feel like you can write this the way it's written, and it's something that's interesting that enough people would want to read. Here's what you don't need to do. Here's what you don't need to write unless your goal is to show up on Justin Robert Young's shitty lead of the day. Here we go. A burglar or burglars found that singer John Mayer's West LA home is a wonderland. You want to know what? And for the audio listeners, I apologize. I'm even going to take off all the on-screen graphics. I'm just going to stare. I hope that the writer for this watches this video so I can just look him right in the eyes. Sir or madam, whoever wrote this, I need you to look me right in the eye. For real? Is this what you went to school for? Is this, I mean, come on. You could have taken. It's not even a well-written shitty one. It's like, it's just awful. It's just, people are booing, and they fucking should. This is just terrible. A burglar or burglars, also there should be another comma after burglars. A burglar or burglars found that singer John Mayer's West LA home is a wonderland. KCAL 9's Chris Holmstrom reported from the nearby Beverly Crest home Friday evening. Apparently stolen was musical equipment and personal property, including Mayer's watch collection. Authorities say thieves stole $200,000 worth of property. All right. Look, here's my rule on this. If John Mayer is like getting married, if John Mayer is having a birthday, if John Mayer just bought a new home, then you want to know what? I'm fine with the pun. Whatever. John Mayer's found that apparently his new home is a wonderland as it costs $2.5 million. But that dude just had like $200,000. Like, how dehumanizing. Like, at the very least, at his lowest, at the point that he has his personal space invaded, and $200,000 worth of shit stolen from him, he can't be a human then. He can't just be John Doe had things. It's enough that he has to have his shit reported in the news and some jamoke outside of his goddamn home making it easier for the next person to come rob him. But even then, you can't give him the decency of just reporting his fucking burglary straight. The worst version of this. There is one that stands the test of time, and if somebody else can find this and send it to me at Jury Daily, I will reread it. I'm sure I could probably, if I Googled a little bit, I could find it. But when I was writing iTrix, the magic blog, if you weren't, many blogs that I've written, the blogs of Justin is this episode's title. This is magic as in ta-da, not the gathering. At the time, there was a claim that wound up becoming unfounded, that David Copperfield had imprisoned a woman on his private island in the Bahamas, and she claimed sexually assaulted him. Now, as I said before, this was a claim that wound up being proven to be meritless. The woman had a lot of character issues. She wound up lying about sleeping with somebody, like to an officer, like not too long after that. But during that whole situation, and I found this to be the case a lot with mainstream coverage of magicians, nobody could resist putting the fucking magic pun in the lead or putting the magic pun in the headline. Like, Chris Angel makes a 10-year deal with Cirque du Soleil appear. Shit like that, right? But this is wild David Copperfield, pop culture icon, maybe the most famous magician to ever live. When he was in the middle of a rape accusation, the lead was It seems, because I guess like he tried to get the charges thrown out. The line was, it appears that David Copperfield has not been able to make these charges vanish. It's like, motherfucker, I might go to jail. He might go to jail. Like, what the fuck? Like, how on earth can you not just report that straight? It's I talk about just total disconnection from humanity. A total disconnection. Oh, just insane. All right, let's go ahead and get into your email. You guys can always write me, jurydaily@gmail.com. Will writes, hey, Jury, this is in response to your Alex Jones talk. I agree with you that he might be wrong in so many ways, but them's are the breaks. It's America, and he's allowed, or should be allowed, to make me think of a Steppenwolf lyric. You got the right to see it wrong if freedom is to survive. All right. Now, also on Thursday, I was wearing an open collared shirt. I had just gotten a new haircut. It was looking very, very snazzy, and we opened things up to a game I like to call Guess My Race. And holy shit, did you guys come through on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/JustinRobertYoung. Please subscribe, brah. Smash that subscribe button and ring that bell, fam. We got so many great ones in the comments. Here are my favorite. Barbary Pirate. I don't know if Barbary Pirate, you know, I don't know. It seemed a little bit more modern than Barbary Pirate. How about this one? Cossack working in Georgia as a hairdresser. Norwegian footballer. Hasidic gigolo. Afghani car dealer. Romanian car wash owner. Japanese Chilean trying to lay low after the rest of the cabinet was arrested on corruption charges. Antarctic seal clubber. And here was my favorite. Mongolian barista. Fucking great. Thank you to everybody for writing those in. And please continue to guess my race in the chat whenever you feel the need. Folks, that about wraps it up for this edition of the Jury Daily Show. My name is, of course, Justin Robert Young. Hey, I still don't have my own copy of my own game, but I borrowed a friend's. In my hands right now is Action News, the game of television news. It's a sexy fucking box, if I do say so myself. And it is available right now at actionnewsgame.com. Go get it. Please, please, please. Of course, you can follow me everywhere at Justin R. Young. Thank you to our producers, The Jen, Petey Rave, Kim Immel, and Rock and Roll Martian. That about wraps it up. Until tomorrow, my name is Justin Robert Young, reminding you to please, no, no!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.